HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place to plan your next Colorado adventure. Whether it's a fun festival or weekend getaway, I've got you covered. This winter has been epic, and I don't use that overused word lightly. I've been skiing, ziplining, snowmobiling, dog sledding, and my latest adventure involved rappelling down an icy mountain only to attempt climbing back up it. It has definitely been a Colorado winter to remember. Our most recent trip to Ouray will yield some great posts on the blog, like the recent one where I document my experience with ice climbing. Ouray Ice Park is the only ice park in the United States, so it truly is the definition of unique. It is a magical place, and even if you don't climb, it's worth driving just 5 minutes outside of Ouray to see it. I've never climbed rock or ice, and in fact, it wasn't until this past year that I'd ever sat in a harness. My guide, professional climber Don Glantz, somehow convinced me to rappel down a 100-foot ice cliff. As a person with a lifelong fear of heights, the kind of fear that makes a person shake uncontrollably and verge on a tearful breakdown, her ability to persuade me seems like a miracle. Dawn is with San Juan Mountain Guides, and she's very popular. If you'd like to climb with her next winter, you'll have to connect with her soon, because her slots fill up months in advance. Read more about my ice climbing lesson at HeidiTown.com. There are several events that should be on your radar this month. This first event is perfect for KRFC listeners, since I know that you are all great connoisseurs of music. It's the Denver Record Collectors Expo on April 14th. This is the 20th anniversary of the Denver Records Collectors Expo, brought to you by Big K Productions. This is the region's premier music collector show, and music nerds won't want to miss this event. More than 40 dealers from all over the United States will attend. There will be LPs, 45s, CDs, posters, and memorabilia. And this isn't just a festival for hardcore collectors. Although that group will be pleased with the selection. There will be over 100 display tables, so book a little time on Sunday the 14th to browse the expo. They will have everything from the Beatles to that hard-to-find Strokes single. Every type of music style imaginable will be represented. The event takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza in North Glen, just off of I-25 at 120th on April 14th. Go to BigK.com for more information. That's BigK.com for more on the Denver Record Collectors Expo. A fun family event is this month on Saturday, April 13th. It's the 11th annual Arvada Kite Festival being held at the Robbie Ferrofino Park in Arvada. I've gotten some really good feedback on this festival from HeidiTown readers, so find out more at arvada.org. Want to experience a little spring? Head to the Western Slope where the flowers are already blooming. It's the International Honeybee Festival in Palisade, also on the second weekend in April. In fact, the second weekend in April is a really, really busy one. This is a really neat event, so go to palisadehoneybeefest.org to learn more. If you love architecture and design, don't miss Doors Open Denver this April 13th and 14th. This event offers residents and visitors to take self-guided tours through many Denver buildings that are open just for this event. There are also expert-guided tours you can join as well. Go to artsandvenuesdenver.com for details. That's artsandvenuesdenver.com. And speaking of the arts, the Denver Art Museum has become near and dear to my heart. They've put Denver on the map with their one-of-a-kind shows over the past few years. Help them continue their great lineup by attending Uncorked Denver, also the second weekend in April. Go to denverartmuseum.org for details. I'll remind you again about this one later in the month, but mark down April 19th and 20th on your calendar right now. It's the 5th FOCO Music Mix featuring bands, and more bands around Fort Collins. Learn more at focomx.focoma.org. Last but certainly not least, I hope you plan to attend KRFC's 10th annual birthday bash this Saturday evening, April 6th. The event is going to be off the hook, and that's why it made HeidiTown's list of featured festivals. The party starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Sunset Event Center. Hope to see you there. I'm almost out of time, but I wanted to tell you about some exciting changes around HeidiTown.com. That's right, the town is under construction. But no worries, there are no cone zones or flaggers out and about. In fact, you shouldn't notice anything until the work is complete. Then you'll notice that HeidiTown.com is a lot easier to browse. Featured festivals will stay above the fold where you can see them at all times. And searching the site will be a breeze. This is a long overdue remodel, and I can't wait for the big reveal in a month or so. Okay, that's it. As always, join the town on Facebook and subscribe to HeidiTown.com so that you never miss a thing. Until next time, I will see you online or at an event near you. Now go have yourself an adventure. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.